MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Rick Yeager joins me now online. Rick is our expert on all things Mac. How's it going, Rick?
It's going very well, Steve. How's it going over there?
It's going pretty well with me. Let's talk about battery life. The iPhone is not legendary for having the best battery performance on the planet. Actually, to be fair, no smartphones are. But the more we use them, the shorter the battery life. And I've run out of battery a few times the last couple of days. So the last couple of weeks. I mean, so what can I do to extend my battery life?
I found a little app that Philips makes called Battery Sense. It's a free app, and it runs on the iPad as well as the iPhone. And it will give you it'll kind of run a simulation, since no apps are allowed to actually control your settings. It'll give you some idea of the kind of battery life you can expect from your iPhone in its current state for doing various tasks. And it'll give you some advice. And here's some of the things to keep in mind if you want to extend your battery life. As far as the life of the battery long term, to make sure that your battery can hold a charge and hold a long charge, use it until it dies. And I don't know about you, but this is one that I cheat on all the time. When I'm at my desk, my iPhone is constantly plugged in and charging, and I know I'm just killing that battery.
Does that kill it, eh?
Just to have it constantly getting that charge. So to use it until it runs down and then charge it.
Okay. So avoid the temptation to have it plugged in.
Yes.
Okay.
Another thing is to keep it cool. Not keep it cold, not keep it chilly, but don't let it overheat.
Mm-hmm.
These devices can run hot on their own. And I was telling you earlier, I tripped the failsafe in my old iPhone when I had it kind of mounted to my car window on a sunny day. It just heated up, and eventually it just gave up and shut itself down because I was abusing it.
Too hot, so, I'm taking a break.
Yep, too hot, I'm going to break. Shut me down. Another thing is quit background applications. With, I think it was iOS 5. They allowed for multitasking, which meant you can have all kinds of things running in the background.
Yeah, and it doesn't affect the performance very much, but it will affect your battery life, especially ones that are constantly polling the GPS or the cell network to know where they are, right?
For sure.
And how people do that, just in case they wonder, is just double tap twice on your home button, and that'll bring up all of your apps that are open. And then you just hold and tap on one of them, and they'll start to wiggle, and you can just start shutting them right down.
Yeah, tap that little... it's a little minus in the circle, I think, in that case.
Yeah.
And it'll shut them down. Also check the brightness on your screen. If you don't need the screen super bright, just set it to a lower brightness and turn on the auto brightness setting.
Okay.
So that it'll adjust depending on the ambient light around you. Because that backlight is eating up juice.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, if you're not using Bluetooth or anything.
Yeah, turn that off.
Turn it off.
So easy to do, yep.
I mean, turn off anything you're not using. I mean, if you're not using the cellular data, turn that off.
Okay.
I do that frequently when I'm, cross-border shopping.
Oh, yeah, that's a way to... Now, do you leave your phone on? I always put it into a kind of, airplane mode when I'm across the border,
mode.
So I don't accidentally
check.
That
turns off pretty much every wireless... service. It does allow you to turn Wi-Fi back on, but if you're not going to use it, you can turn the whole thing down. I mean, I know a lot of people that barely use their phone for a phone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's a weird thing to say, but if you want to extend your battery life, you can turn off cellular data. And I mean, say you just want to watch a movie while you're on a flight. That's perfectly fine. Just turn it into airplane mode, and
there you go.
You'll have enough juice.
Okay.
Location services. I had no idea until I ran that Philips app I mentioned, Battery Sense, how much that affects your battery life. It was like cutting my battery life in half.
Well, I'm looking at how many apps right now, as I look at my list, use location services, and there has to be 20 apps that I have loaded that use the location services. They're all turned on. So anytime that I've opened one of those, it's going to be using some juice.
Yeah, so if you want to turn those off, it's in settings under general.
Yep.
There's location services yep. And just slide the little off button, especially if you can't think of a reason why that app should be using location services,
turn
you probably
off.
Don't need it off.
Okay.
Turn the data push settings in your mail to either check less often or slide it just off.
Okay.
And then when you open up mail, it'll check manually each time you launch mail. And check mail less often. That's another thing. Every time you do, and every time you wake the phone up. It goes to sleep, you wake it up. It goes to sleep, you wake it up. It's losing power.
Okay.
Auto lock sooner is what I'm told. I've never tested this one, but supposedly that helps as well.
That would be too irritating.
It would.
Because it would shut your phone down. It shuts down too quick as it is for me now, so we're going to pass on that one.
Pass on that. Turn off the equalizer on the iPod. So many, I don't know too many people that use their iPhones as iPods.
Okay.
But if you do, turn off the equalizer. It probably doesn't help anyway.
Okay.
Don't have fun with your phone is basically the message. Don't have fun. Which is probably, you said that at the top of the segment, that most smartphones are not good at battery life.
No.
Because they're just too darn fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that you can do on these things. So one of the points is to use less battery intensive things, such as internet calling, web surfing, FaceTime calling, video watching, game playing. So stick to boring things like ebook reading and listening to music.
And that will extend your battery life dramatically. We're going to have all of Rick's tips on how to get more out of your iPad and your iPhone and to a lesser extent iPad, because the iPad battery certainly does last a lot better. We're going to have all of his tips online for more information. If you want to see any of Rick's other stories, appman.tv is the site. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Steve.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?